The Non-Commercial Music Alliance is hosting the first ever Public Radio Music Day today. Stations across the country, including Wyoming Public Radio and Wyoming Sounds, are celebrating the special role non-commercial stations play in the music world, both locally and nationally, with on-air events, online events, and special guests. Today, our most special guest is Wyoming native Alicia Kraft from the Fort Collins alt-rock folk rock trio Whippoorwill. They released their full-length debut, The Nature of Storms, last fall. I want to welcome and thank Alicia Kraft for joining us today. Hello, Alicia. How are you?
Hello, Grady. I'm doing so well. It's so great to hear your voice.
Yes. How's the stay-at-home thing going down in the fort?
You know, I actually finished up a 21-day quarantine and have just made it out to Wyoming. And I got to tell you, it's it feels a lot more natural to social distance out here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really loving it.
Well, good. Glad to hear from you, and glad you're healthy and everybody's doing okay, right?
Yeah, everybody's doing okay. It's definitely weird not to see Stacy and Tobias and not to be able to play music together, but we're all finding ways to stay connected and collaborate remotely. So yeah, we're doing well.
Good, good, good. Well, we certainly have enjoyed the album, The Nature of Storms. Before we get into talking about that production, just give us a little background on the history of the band, the trio Whippoorwill.
Sure. So I met Stacy in Texas. I was playing South by Southwest with the Patty Fiasco at the time. And a mutual friend basically recommended that I look up Stacy because we had really similar musical tastes and similar writing styles. And sure enough, met Stacy, really connected on a musical level and had kind of a long distance musical relationship until she moved to Colorado. And we officially formed Whippoorwill. And later on, we met Tobias Bank through a mutual friend, and he sat in with us on drums and came in with a third part harmony. And we were just like, wow, this is cool. This is special. Let's do this. So we've been playing as a trio since 2016. And the new album basically began in 2016.
Yeah. And we'll talk about the album title, The Nature of Storms. You went through some pretty heavy-duty storms that were actually pretty dangerous in the process of writing some of the tunes, right?
Yeah, totally. It was just such a doomsday backdrop to what was ultimately the beginning of the band. You know, we went out on the road, and we probably set ourselves up, you know, driving through Oklahoma and Texas in May, but we drove through a storm cell that was like the second largest in Oklahoma history. And we're basically on the ground in the midst of a bunch of tornadoes, and thought we were going to die there. We continued with the tour, probably ill-advisedly, but we went on and then went through some major thunderstorms and flash flooding in Texas, and then drove up to the Northwest later in the summer, and everything was burning. So, you know, for the real inception of our band, we were just driving through what felt like, you know, the dissipation of Earth as we knew it. So, yeah, it was tumultuous and stormy, and definitely informed sort of the atmosphere and vibe of the album.
Yeah, let's get into one. Tell us about Eventide.
Yeah, Eventide is an older song for me. Eventide is kind of a peaceful respite amidst a lot of the album. Eventide is a story of driving across the country and sort of feeling like you're not done with someone or something, despite the fact that you are trying to drive away from it. And so there, you know, is just this gentle pining sort of set against the big open landscapes of the American West.
Oh, there's something heavy in this black tide breeze, sends the wheat to ripple rolling, and I'm curled in its wake. I am gently broke, old memory kaleidoscope. the hum of the AC and cicadas. And I'm gonna ride this highway like it's something. Listen to Johnny Cash and Graham Parsons. And I'll chase the sky forever if you ever let me go. After a while,
Eventide from Whippoorwill off the Nature of Storms on Wyoming Sounds. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick, real pleased to be talking with Alicia Kraft from the band. And I wanted to ask about the production of the album that took place, the recording in Lexington, Kentucky. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And who are some of the folks you worked with?
So during this Doomsday tour that I spoke of earlier, we did a stretch of dates with a band called Horse Feathers. That's from the Pacific Northwest in Lexington. It's sort of half and half. And we really connected with Tom Nato, who plays bass and pedal steel in Horse Feathers, and had Tom produce the album. He produced, engineered, and played a lot of instruments on the album. He played bass, pedal steel, Rhodes. The guy's just amazing. And I think the most amazing part was that he was willing to basically like shut up the doors of the house that we were working in and not divert his focus for an entire 10 days
wow.
of probably 16-hour days. So it was definitely like when I listen to the album, I can just feel, really feel that space and feel everyone's focus. And
he also has worked with one of our favorite groups, Vandeveer. I think they're out of Kentucky.
Correct. Yeah. He, I got to know Tom because he was in a band prior to that called These United States with a good friend of mine that I work with at the Music District, Jesse Elliott. So Tom has been living the life in all of its various forms and is such a dedicated artist and a great collaborator.
I was very honored to receive some of the early demo tracks just to give you a little feedback. And initially it was like, wow, this is going to be great. And then the production happened. And in the past, I would play Whippoorwill in a set that was primarily Americana and acoustic bass. But with this one, I can play it next to anything. I think the first time I played it was right after a Moody Blues song. Just so the sound has really progressed in the production. It was just a great job.
Oh, thank you so much. That was definitely the goal and the intent sort of moving forward stylistically. And so I'm glad that you appreciate that. And we're so grateful to WPR for playing our album with such regularity. You guys are great.
Do you and Stacy collaborate in the writing process?
We do occasionally. I would say that it goes in waves. We've been doing a ton of that lately. I think that we've sort of found our stride in how we work together well. Several songs in the past have been just, you know, situations where Stacy and I sat down with a guitar and wrote wrote the song from scratch. But
yeah.
Now I think the way that we work together now is to sort of lend ears to what the other person is working on. And sometimes I'll be stuck on a verse and a chorus, you know, like a transition, or I can't figure something out. And Stacy will hear it once. And, you know, she can just be like, hold that note over the chorus. And then you don't have any problem with that transition. That's really how we're working together now, is just I think we understand each other so well as writers, and that we can sometimes hear things that the other person doesn't.
Tell us about the another one that we've been playing off the album, Cold Sound.
Yeah, Cold Sound was a voice memo that Stacy had on her phone. We were digging through some ideas. You know, Stacy's voice memos on her phone are like a gold mine that she never accesses. So I think one day in practice, we were like, what's that song? That's awesome. And Cold Sound was was one of the first songs that I can remember as a band, you know, us rehearsing together as a three piece in my tiny house on Luma Street in Fort Collins, that we were just like high-fiving each other because we thought that our arrangement was so awesome and the energy felt so good throughout the song. I know for Stacey, it's funny. Stacey and I both kind of came to the table at the same time with separate songs about California, despite the fact that neither of us intended to go there or really had anything to do with it. It was just sort of a state of mind for escape and for sunnier weather and new things. So I think the song comes from that feeling.
You call me from Cali, beg me for mercy, and I wanted you to stay.
Sound from Whippoorwill. I'm talking with Alicia Kraft from the band, and I wanted to ask you, the fact that we're in this pandemic has put a damper on live music, to say the least. Basically, events around the world have been canceled, and it makes a big difference for bands to get out and tour and play live. How are you handling that? And I know we can suggest, as we have, that music fans visit websites for their favorite artists and either buy the music or purchase some of the swag. You have Whippoorwill that is very cool.
Yeah, thank you for that. We do. I mean, it is it's such a tough time for everyone, I think. You know, knowing how musicians make most of their income in the streaming economy, musicians rely really heavily on live performance and merchandise sales at those performances to stay afloat. Even the musicians who you think would be doing pretty decently, I think will take a major hit from this. So Yeah, I mean, I have just spent so much time in the last month plus thinking about how much I love music and how much comfort I take in listening to the music that I really love. So yeah, if people have the ability to kick some money toward artists at this time, you know, visiting artists' websites and purchasing merchandise is cool. It's great. It's also a good time to just, I think about albums and think about artists who are really important to you. And, you know, maybe go to like a Bandcamp site where you can enter the amount that you'd like to pay toward the purchase of a digital download and, you know, kick people what you feel like the value of that music is to you. I know that I've been doing that with some of my favorite independent artists.
I know you've got your music online. You also have t-shirts and hats, and I saw some pretty cool bandanas, which certainly would be handy in the pandemic era here. Lots of folks wearing face masks, and you could be cool and safe at the same time, right?
Exactly. You could be very cool and very safe.
Yeah, and your website is whippoorwillya.com, correct?
Correct. Yep.
All right. We'll have that on our website if you didn't catch that. And as the stay at home and the kind of the, you may have alluded to it, but has it provided some additional time to write?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have been real to write right now. And I think I'm so fortunate to be able to process emotion through music. That I've been feeling so grateful for that because it's such a heavy time. It's such a confusing time. And so to be able to sit at home with my guitar and connect to something that feels real and feels true has been such a blessing. So I've been writing a ton. I've been finally learning how to record myself in my bedroom, which is also awesome. And
that's great.
You know, and I think probably everyone in the world right now is starting to get familiar with just how much is possible on the internet these days. So I've been doing some remote collaboration and it's been a gift in terms of creative time, despite the fact that everything that's coming out of it feels pretty heavy.
Wanted to get back to one of the songs on the record. Tell us about Martindale.
Yeah, Martindale is one of my favorite tracks from the record. I feel like it might not be evident immediately on the surface, but it's a Dolly Parton sort of inspired melody and energy. My dad, I got in trouble once as a kid.
And
my
dad, not you.
No, not at all. When my dad was basically driving me back to the quote unquote scene of the crime to fix the neighbor's fence that I had driven through, the only thing he said to me was, "Don't lose trust because you'll never get it back." And it just like haunted me and echoed through my head forever. So Martindale is about not losing someone's trust and having to deal with the repercussions of never really getting it back.
I was born a supernova for the July middle of nowhere. Master blaster, firecracker, made to self-destruct. Fell forever in your eyes of being. They were the coolest water I had seen. Yet I'm not sure what he saw. But he sure did see it through, yeah. Oh, he sure did see it through, yeah. I put a hurting on the bottle. Why I was aching over you. I put a hurting on the bottle and I cried for you. Cause you'll never get it
Martindale from Whippoorwill on Wyoming Sounds. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick talking with Alicia Kraft, and wanted to talk about, I know, one of your inspirations, and Stacy's as well, and Tobias, I think. I think it was you and Stacy recently posted a John Prine cover.
Yeah, correct. The night of his death, we recorded Sound Loneliness. That's a song that Stacy and I have played together basically since we started playing together. But yeah, John Prine is just the best. You know, seeing that sort of ripple through the community of musicians, and everyone feels like they're his biggest fan. And, you know, people who didn't know them definitely feel like they grew up with him around. You know, he had a tremendous impact on me as a writer. And yeah, I just feel like I knew him.
You come home late and you come home early. You come home big when you're feeling small. You come home straight and you come home curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. What in the world has come home? What in heaven's name have I done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on a run. About tomorrow when we ain't got one word to say. What in the world has come over you? What in heaven's name have I done? Broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. Out there running just to be alone.
Speed of the Sound of Loneliness from Alicia Kraft and Stacy Foster from Whippoorwill. Talking with Alicia Kraft, and Alicia, much of your recent music certainly has been with Whippoorwill, and are there plans to continue with the Patty Fiasco?
Yeah, there are. We have some really exciting news that I'm not sure if I'm at liberty to share.
Well, that's okay, but
keep
but
an
let
eye
us know.
Out yeah. for something really cool that will be happening in 2021. I've definitely, I realized sort of early on in trying to have two active bands simultaneously that it's just impossible unless you can clone yourself. And so in the past couple years, I've definitely put the majority of my focus in Whippoorwill, but I have such a special place for Patty Fiasco and the amazing community that we were able to build around that project. And you'll probably be hearing from Patty Fiasco for the next 50 years. That band, we can't quit. We're not going to stop. It's going to evolve.
That's so good to hear. And I know the band started certainly in the Laramie area, right? A lot of the connections were made at University of Wyoming.
Yeah, 100%. I was in college at the University of Wyoming when I met Dee Tyler. And we played almost exclusively in Laramie for the first year that we were a band. And definitely Laramie is where my heart is when it comes to Patty Fiasco.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is Public Radio Music Day, and I just wanted to get your input on public radio and the experiences that you've had.
Oh man, I grew up listening to WPR. When I moved to Fort Collins, my first connection was with KRFC. I mean, community radio to me is like the real connection between artists and communities, and the fact that there is a human being who's curating what you're listening to rather than some algorithm somewhere, that you have to design your music to appeal to is just so real to me. And I definitely appreciate the authentic experience of connection that you get to have with community radio and non-commercial radio.
Alicia Kraft from Riverside, Wyoming in Carbon County. It's been a pleasure with the Patty Fiasco and Whippoorwill, former University of Wyoming basketball star, right?
I don't know about star, but I definitely sat on the bench for a couple of years at the University of Wyoming.
I bet you had some great moves.
I have a great jump shot. I will still probably be able to school most of you at horse.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I love the name of the band because Whippoorwill is one of my favorite bird calls, although I have only heard the call of the Whippoorwill rarely. But I'll never forget it. And it usually comes either at dusk or in the evening. And when they move from tree to tree, there's nothing quite like it. So I think we're going to have to cut in the sound of the whippoorwill. And thanks to Alicia Kraft for all your great music. Hope you guys stay safe and look forward to hearing more from Whippoorwill and the Patty Fiasco.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Grady. And you stay safe as well.
Yes, indeed. More information at whippoorwillia.com.